Hello and welcome. This is Heavy Business. I'm Aaliyah.
And I'm Curtis.
And we're joined.
I'm Keefe.
Bye, Keefe. Yes. So as again, we have our friend Keith Tchatchkis from Ghost Cult Magazine. Welcome back, Keith. Thanks for coming on the podcast again.
Thanks for being back. I actually was just getting ready for this podcast by listening to your awesome podcast with Justin from Workers.
That was a fun episode. Thanks for, it's like so nice to hear that you're actually listening to the podcast and everybody else when they write in, that it's helpful. I really appreciate that too. So
I listen intently to everything.
So we have a great, well, hopefully you don't listen too closely. Maybe you can give me some pointers on things I can do better. But not that today. Today we're going to talk about, this is going to be our last episode of 2023. So I wanted to kind of set people up for 2024. And you have so kindly put together a 5-point plan for band's success in 2024. So why don't you dive into that, Keith?
Alrighty. This is my, I feel like I'm campaigning for something, but I'm not. But your campaigns are really important. You have to consider the next year is coming up. So whatever your band is planning to do, you need to really approach it strategically. I understand that being an artist used to be just enough. I make music, I make the record, and that was plenty for a long time. We live in a new paradigm, a new system, where the onus is really on the artist, even in the best case scenario where they have management, a booking agent, PR, all at the pro level, there's still the onus is on the band to be in control of your destiny. So 2024 is upon us, and if whatever your plans are for next year, you need to have a plan and execute. So my 5-point plan, I sound like a politician, but my 5-point plan for your success in 2024 begins with strategy, begins with having a strategy. What are we doing next year? Identify what we're doing and how, and set up goals and milestones about how to get there. Because if you don't, what are you even doing? Why even make the music?
So what do you think are some categories that you would classify? Like, do you think bands should be like, oh, we're in a writing chapter, or we're in a live performance chapter, or what do you have in mind about that?
Absolutely. And I also get that, like, sometimes inspiration strikes or a trend happens and everybody makes a cover of Running Up That Hill because of Stranger Things. And there's 10,000 covers of that song now. So I get that, like, things happen, the environment changes, the industry can change, your circumstances can change. So I'm sensitive to that. I'm not so like, you have to do this or you fail. No, like, you know, these are just guide points. But in turn, it starts with a strategy. What, that's actually 100% right, Aaliyah. What phase am I in? Or do we have a release coming next year? Where are we in that release planning? Is it already recorded and ready to go? We just need to roll it out. We're waiting for all our stuff to get it, ducks in a row, merch and vinyl and all the things to plan things. Where are we? Then number two is, what are my dates? Set realistic, reachable goals. And as we have said many times over and over, over the years, even Curtis and I before this, if it's not going to work, if there's something, I have the record done, I have everything else done, but I don't have money to promote it. I don't have shows booked. I don't have a plan. Push it back. There's no reason you have to put out a record on a certain day at a certain time. Even if you've announced it to your fans and you're worried about disappointing them, don't disappoint yourself by doing it badly, doing a poor job. So, you know, be realistic, set dates and goals, set reachable milestones and times, set a timetable and work as a unit to get there. That's what a strategy is in essence, a plan, a work plan.
Absolutely. So like tools that you can use for this is just, you know, obviously calendar, a spreadsheet, perhaps. Do you have any other like resources that you can recommend for bands to use in this?
Yeah.
For this point?
100%. I'm getting very familiar and comfortable with Monday.com. Monday.com is a visual planning guide. There's actually a free version. You can pay for a more sophisticated pro version, but I like the planning software, where literally you set tasks, assignments, tracking, everything, and then it reminds you, it sends you reminders. You know your thing is due in 10 days. You know your thing is due in 5 days. For my day job, I had two huge pitch decks due earlier in the week, And I was given the permission to use the monday.com for the company, set the whole plan in motion. Everybody who I report to, who reports to me, other stakeholders in the project, everybody is looped in on the same emails. Nobody can say I didn't know it was coming. Nobody can say I was unaware of this. And it works really well. But, you know, if you can't do all that and it's too fanciful for you, a calendar, any calendar, but specifically anything you use like Google, you literally can set reminders, tasks, email everybody on the band as your stakeholders, give assignments, make people accountable. That's what this is about. It's account. What do we used to do, Curtis? The SOFA. Remember that? The SOFA, send for later, basically. Mm-hmm. Send for later accountability. Sent out for later accountability. Like, it's such a huge thing to make a plan, have responsible parties, delegate, because I know I am the king of taking on everything sometimes. And I'm finally, after all these years, learning to delegate responsibilities to others and trust others and trust myself to trust others. It's really hard.
Yeah, well, that is. But it helps if you have a way to keep them accountable in a system and a schedule. So what's next?
I'm going to suggest this isn't necessarily a point, but this is a helpful thing. If you can have one, you know, usually this is by default. Someone in the band is the leader, is the point person. I'm sure with PR campaigns, Curtis, you usually deal with the whole band or one person in the band that's the lead person to deal with you for everything, right?
Correct. And we also have it in reverse. There's one publicist that they tend to deal with as well.
Right. It streamlines the process for everybody. So let's consider that every band needs a project manager. So just like project management software and strategy, have a project manager. That doesn't mean that person is responsible to move everything forward. That just means that person's responsible for sourcing everybody to get their stuff done on time. It's not nagging. You're not picking on or bullying. It's like, oh, you have a responsibility. Hey, just reminding you, you promised those photos in 2 weeks. We need the artwork and layout for the CD and the cassette and the vinyl in 2 weeks. Where are you at with that? Let's have a status meeting. So that's all part of still project management. That's also part of strategy. These are all little sub categories. I wouldn't say this is a full point. You don't have to have one person. Some bands are perfectly fine with everybody pitching in. But you also know that's not the case all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Really helps to have one person that's really focused on that organization element.
Indeed. Sip of water.
What's on your water cup mug?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. There's a bunch of stickers. Check this one out. This is fun. I got this at Riot Fest. It's John Stamos.
Oh, nice.
Danzig under it. Our friends at Tank Crimes Records on the bottom.
All right.
Grave Next Door. The Notorious RGB, Slayer. Sleep. Riding Easy Records. Gimme Metal. I used to be a host on. All kinds of fun. This is like all my fun stuff. This thing holds so much water, you have no idea.
Excellent. Water bottle stickers.
Hydrate always.
Yes.
So let's see. Let's talk about point number two. And this is... This will be more familiar to everybody. This isn't so high level or businessy speak. This is music industry stuff. And this is 101. If you know you have to plan your next year, time for a social media audit of all your channels. Social media changes.
Gross. It's the worst.
Or you could hire me to do it for you, but you don't want to. You want to do this. You should be able to do this. Every band should be able to do this yourself.
They're fun to do, you guys.
Social media kind of sucks right now. It's changing constantly. There's so many channels now. I have like an array of things open. And while I try not to put the same, you can't theoretically put the same content on every single channel, I'm trying to streamline that process as much as possible because I'm trying to post to like 8 or 9 channels a day. It's crazy.
So what do you use for that? Do you use a third party? App?
I do. I use Hootsuite for Ghost Cult. I use other things. There are other platform tools like Sprout Social and things like that for my corporate work, but Sprout's a little too expensive, I think, for the average band to use. It is cool. Hootsuite, you know, just like all the social networks are changing, Hootsuite is changing. So one of the things that these platforms work on is that they have a handshake agreement, literally a handshake agreement of technology with these platforms, where the platform allows their basic code to be, you know, used by the platform. So you can manage the tools, you can manage posts, you can answer, you can post ads right from all one platform, makes it really cool and easy. However, as things change, like Twitter became X, and X took away everybody's APA, all API, all the third-party apps, all the things, stopped really communicating so well. I just saw that Grammarly, which I use every day in all my work and Ghost Cult, is no longer working with Hootsuite, unfortunately, which kind of sucks in terms of like a built-in spell checker. I notoriously am trying to, you know, mistakes happen and you try to be as mistake-free as possible with all your work. So I do love Grammarly, but Hootsuite is still the best. They have a free platform where Buffer is another one I also use as a backup. So sometimes you'll see my posts will also come from Buffer. Buffer has also got a free level. Hootsuite has a free level for a couple of platforms, your number ones. And it's much better if you can schedule things out in advance and then respond to things all in one place rather than jump from platform to platform to platform. So you want to do an audit. And here's the 101. Nobody ever tells you how to do this, but I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Tell us how to do it, Keithy.
Here's how to do it for free. I'm literally giving away value. I'm a social media expert. That's what I do in my day life. Look me up on LinkedIn and join the music marketing group on Facebook that Curtis and I have had for several years for free and learn some stuff about music marketing. But here's how to do an audit. Go to each channel. Make sure all your information is correct. Make sure your Linktree is in there. If you use Linktree, you should use Linktree. This is a source for all your stuff that's reliable and great and trackable and has analytics. Check your graphics. Make sure they're still up to date for the, you know, on mobile and on your laptops or desktops. Make sure your contact information is correct. And for the love of all that is holy, please, bands, if you have a record that just came out or is coming out, your pin post needs to be your released information, when it's coming out, what the label is, where to get it, an actual sales link. Not no sales link, not just Spotify, a sales link, wherever that is, Bandcamp, your website, the label's website, something. And the correct, accurate, square artwork for your band. I cannot tell you, even I get asked to do premieres and the band doesn't have the album artwork correctly on their profile. No, nowhere, never. They have the artwork for the singles, but not the album. It's mind blowing.
Wait, so are you saying like it can't be... Like a lot of times vertical posts perform like better on Instagram. So does the post have to be just the album artwork cropped to the square, or is that not what you're talking about?
I feel like, well, I agree with you. You do need multiple different versions of all your artwork and photos to fit the different platforms, including vertical. And vertical is surely the wave of TikTok, Instagram, you know, YouTube shorts. So 100% you do need that. But your artwork that people copy, not just me because I'm selfish, but that actual fans copy for their players, whatever their playing service is. The Bandcamp artwork is always 600 by 600 pixels, right? Or 1200 by 1200. Your Holics is could be anything because, you know, cassette boxes now are a big thing and those have a different format. But really, your album artwork is an album artwork, a vinyl or a CD digital square for the streaming services that you would upload to DistroKid. You don't upload a vertical to DistroKid usually.
No, but you're talking about posting on the social accounts.
Yeah,
like,
your pin post on Facebook or X specifically should be your, here's my new album, or here's my album that came out, or here's the pre-order for my next album with the correct album artwork that's a square. I agree that on the other socials, you need the vertical.
What about like a photo of the album or something like that as the pinned post?
I don't love them. I don't love them. I want the actual artwork.
I feel like as a publication, you should be getting the artwork in the presser and stuff too.
You'd be shocked. You'd be shocked as how many press releases don't have the album artwork. I have to ask for it. It's not in the Holics sometimes, or it's an alternate cover not available yet. You'd be stunned at how much, which means the band doesn't have it yet, right? If the publicist doesn't have it, it's because the band doesn't have it yet. It's crazy. Don't wait till the last minute. That's why you plan your year out. You don't wait for the last minute. But anyway, that's just my suggestion.
As a note, we at C Squared will not send a Holics out without any artwork.
I know that
high quality service,
just putting that out there for anybody who wants to use our services and for journalists. Yeah. We do not do that.
I agree, but others do.
C Squared does not.
Yeah, audit your socials, make sure the bio is, you know, brief and informative in every social platform, and when allowed, have a link. A lot of social platforms are, you know, Instagram still doesn't have a live link in a post or a reel. It's insane. I don't understand it. You can now have links in your stories, but you can't have a live link in your other kinds of posts there yet. Still like the third most popular social network. I don't understand why they haven't worked on this yet, but you can have a link in your bio and you can have links in your stories, which is why every reel you make should be a story. Free advice. So social media audit, not hard to do, does take some time, and you should do it carefully. Now again, delegating responsibilities. Maybe one or two people in your band need to be responsible for the different socials, and each one of you can do that, and then you report back and say, checklist done, you know? But if it's not, if you need one, if you all can't do it or it's too much work or you don't know how to do it, you can hire. I'll do it for a little bit of money. Also, your band bio should be up to date. If you've had any changes in the last year, if you've done something cool in the last year, hey, we opened up for, you know, we're on the Welcome to Rockville Festival for 2024. That should be in your bio now. Think about your bio now for things that people are going to look for in 2024. So make sure your bio is up to date. Your publicist should probably be helping you provide a new bio. If not, you can hire somebody like our good friend Jessie May. She's still doing bios, I think, on occasion. Or other people out there that write bios.
C Squared also provides bios, I want to point out.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Curtis, you don't have to get that close to your microphone.
I just want to make sure he can hear me.
I think he's got headphones on. He can hear you clearly.
Jesus.
I'm just being awesome.
On my podcast yesterday with Nick, he literally held his beer up to the camera like this. And I was like, okay, Boomer. I'm older than him. But anyway, your bio, making sure your bio is in shape, in fighting shape for the next year is important. And it's something you can do if you've had, a member change or something else cool, or one of your members picked up a side gig that's got some prestige or prominence, add that in to your bio. People want to know.
Perfect. Okay, right. Social media audit. What's next?
Next, we did social media audit bio. That bio was the next thing, your biography. So also band photos and artwork. We already talked a little bit about this. If you've had a new member, if you just want to refresh your look, now is the time to at least think about and plan your next set of photos, your next photo shoot. Pay someone to come out, pay a professional photographer to come photograph your next show, especially if it's a place with good lighting, and dress correctly. You know, I don't mean like you need to all be matching, but, you know, I know there was a big controversy this year with Tomb Mold. Death metal band shows up looking like a bunch of death metal guys to a photo shoot on the cover of Decibel magazine.
Imagine that is death metal.
Yeah, imagine death metal. Guys look like pizza delivery guys? No shit, they probably are. So this is the thing. But, you know, dress like you mean it. Basically, you know, dress the part. Show up looking cool. And put some effort into your looks. And put some effort into your photos. Because garbage photos shot by your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your friends is dumb. Just straight up. Let me just finish my point, sure. And then you can have your question. I was going to say, we have seen album artwork done by people with MS Paint. That is crappy. You can pay for good artwork. If you can pay to make a record, even if you do it DIY and completely in your bedroom, you can still have high quality artwork and photos of yourself. Proceed.
Unless that's your aesthetic, because I have seen some metalcore bands with some pretty goofy artwork recently. So, or deathcore bands.
We can't say we recommend that, though.
No, honestly. We don't. We don't. But I'm just saying there are certain genres where it seems like you can get away with it a little bit more. But as a general rule, no.
I mean, and even in those cases, I feel like they would have done better if they hadn't done that.
I agree with you on that. Yeah. Yeah. This was more a question for Aaliyah, because Aaliyah is the graphic designer out of the three of us. Even though this isn't quite graphic design, but she's got an eye for style as a result. In your opinion, Aaliyah, since Keith brought up the Tomb Mold thing, do you think that's acceptable for photos, or is that completely unacceptable, or do you not know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I think it's acceptable. I think it's different for every genre, you know? Like I said, in passing, it's death metal. So there's a look.
Okay.
There's an aesthetic. And you got to fit within the aesthetic of your genre, or do something that's authentic to yourself.
What is the line? Where would you draw the line between too casual for a photo and like what's the line? Just so that we all know.
Because I'm the ultimate authority on
this. Well, because you've done a professional photo shoot with Jeremy, so you've seen it up close.
Thing is that like my band is a specific genre.
That's true.
And
we
dress appropriate for our genre.
That's true.
You know, probably not flip-flops unless you're a beach-themed band.
Okay.
You know, there's exceptions to everything. So you got to make your own personal judgments for your own style.
That's fair. That was my only question, Keith. I wanted to get Aaliyah's input on it.
No worries. Aaliyah's aesthetic is not taking compliments well.
I know. I tell her she's an expert. She throws it right back.
You're a great person for this podcast and a great talent, but you wouldn't be a good poker player. Anyway.
No.
I will say this, and something I have heard on the C Squared, you know, on the Heavy Business podcast brought to you by C Squared, is you do need an array of photos to match all the social situations, to match email inboxes, to match press lists. Again, I understand that everybody's doing this sometimes on a budget, and cell phones have amazing camera capabilities now, especially iPhones. But don't do it. Pay someone to take your photos. Pay them well. To get a set of photos that's usable, shareable. If they're just a photographer and they're not well versed in social media, again, send those photos to a social media expert to then set them up for all the different things you need. And you should have individual photos of each band member and complete band photos also. So just letting you know, that's my personal feeling on that. And now we blasted through these points, but I'm going to give you one more point.
Ooh.
Curtis has a question.
No, it's not a question. It's a statement just for us at C Squared. Everything Keefe said is 100% correct with the photos, but also we do have certain specifications that we do like to have for the photos. I think it's 16 by 9, if I'm not mistaken.
That is the aspect ratio. Pixel dimensions.
Thank you.
Just FYI.
Thank you, the aspect ratio. I know I had it wrong. Why don't you go over the details, Aaliyah? You know better than I do on this.
Oh, well, 16 to 9 is, that's an aspect ratio.
Yeah,
and that'd be like 1920 by 1080.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about the horizontal orientation, 16 to 9, which is just 1920 by 1080 in the horizontal orientation. And then for Instagram vertical posts, I believe it is 1350 tall by 1080 wide.
Okay.
There's your little info. It's not quite 16:9 on Instagram vertical.
Okay.
And just to let you know also, like, there's a whole level to this that, you know, we're not going too deep into today, but like, obviously your image comes before you. People see a picture of you or your band artwork sometimes before they ever hear a note of your music. Sometimes it's the other way around. So think about your aesthetics as a band when you're doing all these things. You know that death metal albums have like gnarly, gross album artwork. You know that, you know, your pirate metal bands have a very swashbuckly flair, and Pirates of the Caribbean looking stuff. So just keep that in mind. You don't have to marry yourself to those things. You can subvert expectations and defy conventions, but make it easier for all of us. And then the other thing is, not only do you need, you know, like, you hear me harp on this, so I'm the end user in a lot of cases as a music journalist. My website, I constantly am downloading pictures to my computer and putting them up on my website and yada, yada, yada. So sometimes, like Aaliyah alluded to before, just like for your different socials, you need a different type of image for your different socials. What works for my website might not work for everybody else. So again, you need a set of photos that are just high res for magazines. You need a set of photos that are RGB and a little high quality, but a little lower res and a little lower density, less file size for websites like mine, as Curtis has heard me complain over and over about the size of images sometimes in the past. So these things matter, and they help journalists help you. And like I said, that's one of the number one things. Help me help you by doing a good job at these things. So that, you know, it's a very multi-layered onion to talk about artwork and photography, and much longer than today, but I just wanted to put that out there.
One more thing I wanted to bring up, going back to the social media audit and the bios, specifically check out your Spotify. That counts, I believe. You know, that's something you should look at when you're auditing your social media and making sure that your bio is up to date, because you get a nice long bio on Spotify. So make sure that it's, you know, selling you really well.
And Bandcamp. And honestly, there are going to be, there's already one new Bandcamp Spotify contender out there called Rocked. And there's a new one coming in the spring called Ampwall. These are going to be Bandcamp and Spotify killers, supposedly. And you have to do the same process over there. Start an account from scratch, upload your music, upload your artwork, upload your photo, upload your bio. Here's an opportunity to make sure they have everything right. Here's an opportunity to check your social links on other social networks and your link tree and make sure they're still working. I shared a podcast of mine yesterday, and for some reasons, Anchor, well, formerly Anchor, Spotify for Podcasters, the link was broken. I don't know why. It didn't work for a bunch of hours. Maybe it was down, the site. And then later on, it worked. So I went into my X account and my tweets. I still call them tweets. I don't care.
I still call it Twitter.
I still call it Twitter. And I put the link in another tweet, in a subtweet, because I was like, oh, the link's not working. Here's the Spotify direct. But, you know, I felt like a jerk because I didn't want to, like, delete my post and repost it. So, you know, it's just challenging when you're trying to promote a thing. And I tagged, like, 20 bands that I talked about on my podcast with my podcast partner. So, yeah, all these things matter. All these things matter. Good call on that, Aaliyah. Good call. Here's a bonus point. We've kind of blasted through my 5-point plan, but I'm going to give you a bonus point that I think gets overlooked constantly. And I understand that not everybody is, like, insane like I am, but you got to have quality control. You have to have attention to detail, and you have to be careful of mistakes, because if you don't care, it shows. It looks like you don't care to your fans. And if it looks like you don't care and it looks like you don't care to your fans, guess who else it looks like it doesn't, you don't care? It looks like that to me, the journalist who you want to get the buy-in. You want me to write about your band and review your band. So if you make it difficult for me, I don't care. And here's an example of how much this counts. Every week of the year mostly, Ghost Cult does a preview of the new music coming out later that week. I started doing it on Monday and Sunday because music websites started copying us and doing the same thing we did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back too hard, but it's the truth. We were doing it one of the first ones to do, like, stuff that comes out today, shit that comes out today. That was us. We did it first. So then I started doing a preview version of it. We did a video that takes time to edit and source and do a voiceover for. It's a lot of work to do a thing for a few hundred clicks a week. But that's how much we cared about it. And we wanted to split ourselves away from anybody. And then when Friday comes, we share it again with the new post. Okay, now here everything is out with the buy link. So there have been times when we've tried to find the sales link or the artwork or just anything from the label and the band, and we couldn't find it. And honestly, when we're going to record it, if the information is not available to us, your band gets skipped unless it's, you know, a major, major band. We skip them because, like, okay, you're making it hard for me and I have 75 other bands to record a voiceover for. So again, these things happen. And if I'm doing that, you know, somebody else is doing even less. So do some quality control. Care about all these things I just talked about. Care about these things Aaliyah said and Curtis said. Care, if you care about your music, you also care about all these other non-musical things that matter just as much as whether your music is good or not.
Now, I have a question for you, Keithy. What are Ghost Cult's goals in 2024?
Woohoo! So many. We are already underway in our planning for 2024. We hit year 11 this year. I'm kind of shocked. A, I'm still alive, and B, we're still doing this thing. We just upgraded our editorial staff. I'm sure Curtis has received an email from Steve, the great Steve Tovey, where we added some editorial assistants, officially known as our new reviews team, who are going to help augment our reviews support staff and support Steve's work. So that's going to make our reviewing process even better somehow. We reviewed 606 records this year. I hope we do more next year. Other goals that we probably have, obviously, to keep growing our website numbers, our social numbers. I believe we will hit 10,000 followers on Instagram in the first half of next year. I don't know if you've noticed this. It's just been slow to grow social, unless you have like a viral hit like Aaliyah on TikTok. with the Shield of Wings, it's very difficult to grow a rapid following now on social. It really is back to a chess game like it was before the pandemic. So without buying followers, which I don't advise, and without spending ads to promote your channel, which I don't always advise because it can backfire on you. So I would like to get more followers. We're still growing our YouTube. We're knocking on 4,300 followers on YouTube. And so I'd like to grow those platforms more and more because those make money for us. Our website, we continue to have affiliate partnerships that have been very lucrative and actually even bring in some money. Sticker Mule, our partnership with Lamb Goat Media, for example. It'd be good if you talk to those guys if they're interested in coming on.
Absolutely. We'd love to talk to them.
I can intro you to them. And they just started basically an ad network to compete with Blastbeat and things like that.
Great. We love it when things are not a monopoly.
Yeah, we like to break up the monopolies whenever possible. So it's all good. And just in general, keep putting out high quality reviews. We're known for our review work because we do so many. And, you know, grow our global team even more. I'd like to cover some more shows and festivals in Europe. And personally, I probably need to continue to just delegate even more and maybe even step back a little bit from how much I've been doing in terms of shows and festivals. I did a lot of travel this year. I went to a lot of concerts and it's honestly hard for me to keep up. And I have to get the joy back into my life and do non-music stuff and go out for the night to the movies and turn the phone off and not worry about the next rock star that died to make a story about them. You know, it's the stresses of being a website owner. So I have to treat myself better and make self-care a priority for me personally as I move into 24.
Absolutely. I mean, no one wins when someone burns out like that. So got to do as much as we can to prevent that from happening.
How about you guys? What's your goals for next year?
Curtis, why don't you talk about C Squared's goals for next year?
Just because it's always the same. It's to become the best and the most recognized PR company in metal.
To take over the world?
Well, yeah. And then also we're going to get hefty business, get more listeners and shit like that too. It's always try to be the best. Always try to be number one. Never, you know, are we there yet? No. Are we anywhere close to that? No. But are we getting there? Yeah. Have we moved forward? Yes, we have. So, yeah.
So I personally haven't set goals for 2024 yet, but my day job has implemented a system called SMART goals. Now, hold on. I don't remember what that stands for, but I know what it means is that the SMART goals are supposed to be specific, measurable, achievable. Like, I don't remember what all the letters mean, but one of them is like specific, measurable, achievable. I got the first three, relevant and time bound. So, exactly.
And that's also, by the way, that's like social media strategy 101. Yeah. Every single measurable social media thing needs to be a SMART goal.
Yes. So I would like to set up some goals for the podcast and for the band that are actually SMART goals. Again, that's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. So I have to do that still. But I do plan on doing that.
You had such a great year, Aaliyah. Shield of Wings and you personally here on the pod and everything. I want to.
We did.
I know you don't love the compliments, but the band also had a great year. And I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to new music from you, I hope.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's in the plans, you know. But we had a great year. I was just writing up a press release for something that's coming out this weekend. Nothing major, just another a cappella thing. And then once this podcast comes out, it'll already have been out. But yeah, I was just writing up a little refreshed bio for the press release. And I was like going over everything that we accomplished this year. And it really was like nice to look back and see what we'd accomplished. So I do recommend that all bands do that, actually. Go ahead and write out the things you've accomplished this year and remind yourself of what you accomplished this year, because 2023 was a great year for a lot of people. It was a hard year for a lot of people. But yeah, keep your chin up and let's go into 2024. And until next time, make like a bull and throw those horns up.
Hold on.